got the best job in the world. Let's act like it, huh? All right. So the Atlanta Braves, as I mentioned off the rip, not exactly wheeling and dealing at the trade deadline. Oren, if something comes in late in the next couple of minutes, please let me know.
Oh, deals are still coming through. Announced after 6 o'clock, Charlie Morton is going to the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
So deals can be announced after 6 o'clock. They have to be agreed to before 6, but we can still hear something about the Braves after 6 if it got taken care of and done before the 6 o'clock deadline.
Perfect. So keep me posted. So, but as of right now, as of 6:08, both Marcell Ozuna, Raisel Iglesias, Pierce Johnson, Sean Murphy,
Dylan Lee
are all remaining members of the Braves.
They're here.
Okay. How worried are you now? Because this year's a forget it, right? We're long past that point. How worried about you or the long-term future of the Braves? Because I was thinking about this, guys. They're going to essentially need to rework not their starting rotation, not their bullpen, their entire pitching staff is going to be reworked this offseason. If Grant Holmes is facing the same dilemma that Smith-Shawver and Strider were facing in terms of it's not a matter of if Tommy John, it's what type, then he's gone for the next year.
Good news is you got three starters, but that's literally all you have right now that can throw a baseball next year.
Yeah. Smith-Shawver's gone. Sale will be back. Should be. Lopez. But who knows? But what are you going to get for he hasn't thrown a pitch all year? What can you expect of him? And he was a wild card anyway. Last year was a complete anomaly for him. So your entire starting rotation needs to be reworked next year. And then the bullpen. Oh, my gosh. You need a new closer. You need a new setup man. You need a new seventh inning guy. You
need a new long
inning
guy.
Need a new long reliever guy. I mean, my goodness.
You need a new you're down 9 runs or you're up 9 runs, go out there and eat some innings guy.
Yeah, the slop guy.
Slop guy, yes.
You need a new shortstop. You need another outfielder. Because in my opinion, Ozuna from the Braves, he not coming back. And you're going to do this trifecta DH platoon between Baldwin, Murphy, and Acuna. Oh, yeah, Acuna's hurt again, by the way. He's out at least a couple of weeks. At least it's a grade one calf strain and not, you know, Achilles tear and you don't see him again for another year. So crisis avoided for now. But you're still faced with this tremendous dilemma. So with all of that said, my question is, what is your thought about the long-term future of the Braves? I mean, for me, the whole blueprint is kind of screwed up right now. Like, where is your level of faith, Braves country? Let's talk about it. 404-726-0929. This is going to be the most challenging offseason for AA that he's ever had by a landfall, by a 150-foot mountaintop that he's going to need to scale. He needs to rework his entire pitching staff. Again, Iglesias, no. In my opinion, Pierce Johnson, no. Dylan Lee, okay. Is he the one guy you want back from the bullpen? Did Daisbell Hernandez show you enough? I mean, come on. Like, literally the entire bullpen, you can make an argument, needs to be reworked. Aside from one or two guys at the most. So he's got to do that. He's got to get, I don't know, at bare minimum, 2 really good starting pitchers. Like, 2 really good ones. Not 2 Jake Odorizzi's, not 2 Yanni Chirizo or Chirinos. Wow. Mike Bell said Yanni Chirizo so much that it got him
stuck in your head,
brain,
huh? There you go.
And now I actually called him Yanni Chirizo. Yanni Chirinos, Jake Odorizzi, Eric Fetty, Cookie Carrasco, not those type of guys. You need legitimate major league middle of the rotation starters because you'll have Sale and Strider, and then you basically got to make up the rest. Schwellenbach, he's going to be back. What's he going to do? He pitched a career high this year. Is he going to be a guy that's going to be able to make it through a season? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. He couldn't do it this year. Elbow fracture out of nowhere? Where did that come from, right? 404-726-0929. So am I crazy to think that this whole plan that's been put together with Olsen and Riley and money and Sale and Strider, like, is that, no? Are we done here? We got to reassess and reevaluate the entire thing? I think you might have to. Aside from now an oft-injured Ronald Acuna, is there anybody on the Braves you would consider untradeable right now? I think Austin Riley's contract makes him untradeable. Is he untradeable? Because remember, here's the thing too, y'all. Farm system stinks. Didier Fuentes? Yeah. No. Not good. Nacho Alvarez? Yeah. No. Not good. Your farm system needs to be restocked. If somebody wants to take Matt Olson's contract and they're giving you a top prospect or two in return, I'm listening. Like, what about this team or who on this team is untouchable outside of Acuna? And honestly, if he's out again for 3, 4, 5 weeks, again, I mean, I don't know what to say at this point. Dude is injury prone, and you can't have that from your superstar. I'm not saying get rid of him. He's too good. He's too valuable. But what I am saying is I think everybody else is on the table. Because it didn't work this year, all the injuries this year. And then when you look at the long-term plan is no more. It's not what it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You had this vision of how everything was going to line up, and now your rotation is in shambles. Your bullpen is in shambles. Shortstop is in shambles. I mean, center field, arguably. I mean, I know Money Harris has been a lot better of late. His average is still what, 230? I mean, 240 at the highest? I mean, what is this Braves baseball team? Not this year. Again, we're not talking about this year. Trade deadline is now come and gone, and again, we're going to monitor it. But as of now, the Braves essentially did nothing. They're just going to ride it out. They didn't get Ozuna out of here. They didn't get Murph out of here. They didn't get Pierce Johnson out of here. Raisel Iglesias out of here. Nothing. They didn't do anything. So they're just going to ride out the string, play it out as is, and look towards next year. But what is next year? That's my concern now. I don't know what next year is. This time last year, I knew what 2026 was going to be. Now I have no idea. Now I think you can consider blowing it up as too strong because you can't blow it up. There's just too many high-priced contracts. But individual pieces, again, nobody's going to want to take $200 million contract from Austin Riley off the books. But if somebody is, you're telling me you're not listening? Again, with how bad this farm system is, you're not listening to that offer? Come on. Olsen, same thing. Again, the only untouchable, quote-unquote, I guess, is Acuna. But I have to throw an I guess in front of there. Because you're nothing if you're not available. And he injured himself again. It just seems like the way he plays the game, he has one speed. It's an MVP speed, but it's also a speed that allows you to get hurt. So 404-726-0929. Where are you at? Are you concerned, or how concerned are you about this blueprint, about the future of the Atlanta Braves as the Major League trading deadline has come and gone? And there were a ton of big moves that happened today. We'll have our buddy Danny Vietti, MLB Insider for CBS and the Believe Network, break that all down a little bit later in the show. But first, I want to hear from you, Braves fans. Let's talk. Where is this team going next year and down the road? 404-726-0929. It is Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 10, just getting started. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app.